Hey, welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows. I'm just here to tell y'all that I got a boyfriend, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna be too honest with y'all. I think it was just one of those, heat of the moment things. I've been together with him for 2 weeks. He's so clingy, dude. And, yeah, he's cute or whatever, but, what am I supposed to do? I tried to break up with him because my mental state's just been ass. And by that, I mean, I want to fucking slit my wrists down to the bone, and I want to grab a knife and just puncture myself. But we don't talk about that. And I've been getting sinus headaches when I laugh too long. And I just want to wear a hoodie all day. And that's when I know that I'm not okay. I don't know what happened to make me feel this way. I have a good life, good school, good friends, good besties, you know, the bus ride, love it. But just something in my head is just making me go, hey, you're really sad. How about we solve that problem by punching yourself? I told my mom I wanted to go back to the mental hospital. I told her. And because the car broke down, we don't have a car anymore. She can't take me. I don't even know what's wrong with me, man. I don't know what's wrong at this point. But I know other people have it worse than me, so I shouldn't be sad. I always say, whatever happens, happens. Speaking of whatever happens, happens. Yeah, that bitch, my boyfriend, he tried to fucking finger me. He touched my titties and shit. I just didn't like it at all. I just don't think I'm in the right mental state to have a boyfriend right now. I told him that. I tried to break up with him. And I just started talking to him again. And he thinks we got back together. I just don't fucking know what to do. I just, what is God doing to me? And the thing is, I'm a bad person too, because I've been talking shit on him to all my friends, saying I don't even like him. And I know the word's gonna get out. I know the word's gonna get out to him. And he's gonna cry. He's the type to cry. I don't know why he is, but he's just so sensitive. He's too sensitive. I don't even know what to do anymore. And all y'all people listening to my podcast, you're probably sitting there but your first podcast, you seem so happy. Yeah, I don't know what happened either. And that was back at the old house, too. My mom said it's because I have high highs and low lows, but this doesn't seem like a low low. This seems like a low to the point where it's just gonna be low forever. And I saw this quote on TikTok where it was like, sometimes it feels like you're drowning, but really it's just rain. And I know it's just rain, but I just feel like I'm drowning. It's 1:59 a.m., which means it's 2 a.m., and I have to be at school at 6. And I don't know if I can't decide if I'm gonna go to school and try to put a smile on my face, or I'm just gonna be like I was Monday, because I didn't even go to school. I didn't even go to school yesterday, which it helped, but I just want to know what's wrong. Why do I feel like this? When I went to the mental hospital, they diagnosed me with major depressive disorder. But why aren't my pills working? I shouldn't be having suicidal thoughts. And I'm sorry for crying on my podcast. Shit, it's not even a podcast. It's just me talking to random people. But I don't even know. I don't know what to do anymore. And I know if I go back to that mental hospital, they're just gonna be like, "Do you want to kill yourself?" And I would be like, "Yeah." As soon as I don't feel like killing myself, they're gonna be like, "Oh, you're better now." But I'm not. Can't you see? I'm not better. And I guess deep down, I just never really felt better. It was just me telling myself that I needed to feel better because of the medication. Take the medication, you'll feel better. Oh, I feel better. No, you don't. My mom tried to get a dosage up of my medication and they wouldn't, or they couldn't. I don't remember if they wouldn't or they couldn't. I have this very specific way of venting. I don't like that word, but that's basically what I do. It's where I talk to myself in my mind like I'm my own therapist, and I told myself it helped, but I just keep getting worse and worse, and I don't know what to do. I don't know why people don't just burst out crying when the little things happen to them. Because that's what I do all the time. When big things happen to me, I don't cry. But when the little things happen to me, I'll cry for hours, bruh. I hate everything. I hate everybody. I just don't want to do this. Thanks for listening to my podcast, Rose Knows. This time, Mental Breakdown Edition. I made it to 10 minutes. I didn't think I would do that. Bye, I guess.